Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Let's keep moving along here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Roberta was all hopped up the other day about the alligator that killed the burglary suspect who was hiding from the police. Further investigation, they killed the alligator and opened him up to see what was inside of him. And apparently there were
they found parts.
Of the remains. Yes, body
parts.
Yeah,
the guy went and hid in a pond in Florida.
Right.
Good call. Melbourne,
where our WMEL land.
Yep.
I wonder if anybody down there knows more about this than do we. John, John Harper runs the station, or somebody who's listening. What do you know? What more do you know about this story this week? I love the name
so
of
is
the
it
county.
Like
it's Brevard County.
Was it one of those little like Russian dolls where you open up the alligator and then you open up the convict and then you open up and you get the goods back? Oh, look, there's my watch.
All right. Oh, no, look. There's a battery.
Uh-huh. Nesting right. Alligator.
Anyway, so
you're
that's
right, the nesting alligator.
Right, that's it. The big story from Florida. The middle class in America is no longer the majority.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There are now more low-income Americans than there are people in the middle. Now, people again back at the rich are richer, the poor are poorer. Where are the people in the middle? Is there a sense here? Now, here I am asking a question, which I'm not supposed to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. Is there a sense here that people are not staying in the middle class because there are no opportunities, because opportunities are being taken away from them? I'm going to answer my own question. Do you mind?
You usually do. Go ahead.
Yes, I try to answer my own questions. What we have done here is lose sight of the reality of immigration that is ruining the country. The illegal immigrants who have come here are the ones responsible, and the people who hire them, not just them. They come here for the opportunity, but there has to be somebody to hire them. So it isn't all on them, as some people would have you believe. They come here because they know they're going to get paid to come here, and they're only going to get paid if they get hired. So what does it say about the Americans who may puff out their chest, say, I'm a good American, I'm doing this, that, or the other thing. But behind the scenes, they've hired illegal immigrants to keep you from having a job. They'll tell you that you don't want the job. And in some cases, that may be true. But I suggest to you that there are plenty of Americans, and I use my farm as an example. I have used my farm, Richie, before as an example.
Yeah, that works, sir.
When you heard me talking over the years about the mainstays who were on my farm, they were all white guys who were my age for the most part and who stayed with me. The only reason that Edgar's not with me anymore is because he died. Donald is still with me. Joe is still with me. Sneaker, whose real name is Clarence Carter Smith III or something.
And you call him Sneaker?
I would call him Sneaker.
Why?
Because he always wears sneakers. How's that, Roberto? You like that? My point is, these are all guys, white guys in their 50s and 60s, who, and when we all got started, we were in our 40s, who are on the farm every day. Have we had people from South America, from Mexico? Yes, we have had people from South America and Mexico, and I wouldn't hire them unless I saw a green card. I didn't find out until after the fact that one of them had forged his green card.
Forged the green card?
Yep.
Yeah, that's more common than you know.
Apparently it is, because he got caught and he got deported. Anyway, the point is that if you want to find, if you're really dedicated and devoted to the American system, then you'll work hard to go find people, or better yet, you'll create the ambiance in the workplace that will attract people that you want to have working for you. If you just take the lowest common denominator, okay, this guy's cheap and he'll do the work. Here we go. Let's go. Put him out in the field.
Let me throw another angle at
you. I think that's why we have no longer a middle class. Yes, Richie.
Obamacare.
That's why we're going to the middle class?
Yep, because it has pushed people out of full-time jobs into part-time jobs where they don't get insurance, they don't get benefits, and they don't get the wages that they used to.
Yep.
This is why we have more jobs now, but less good paying jobs.
It's only been around for a year or two. It would not have had that massive an effect.
This is 4 years old, this thing.
The tipping point here happened between 2011 and 2015.
Yeah. So... I think there's something you may be onto something.
If you look at the numbers, okay, in 2011, 50.6% of Americans were middle class, and 29.3% of those were lower income, and 20.1 were upper income. Now, and it's such a small adjustment, but now 49.9% of Americans are middle class, with 29% being lower income and 21.1% being upper income. Mm.
Now, let's go to the next step here, Richie, as long as you just have opened the door to a discussion of health insurance. For some reason or another, there is a sign up here. I've never understood this. Somebody from the insurance company, the insurance world, please, maybe you could help me understand this. 888-302-3684. Why is it that we have sign up periods for health insurance? As a matter of fact,
it's ridiculous.
It is. The deadline
absolutely ridiculous.
For signing up is next Tuesday. If you want coverage to begin January 1st, you got to sign up. A million new customers, so the government says, have signed up for health insurance during this open.
We got the answer to that a few months ago when we had our guest Carrie on about income or insurance.
Yeah.
And it's so that you can't get sick and then go get insurance. Mm-hmm. They want you to get the insurance and then get sick. Because it protects their butts a little better. It's purely to protect the insurance company.
Well, the bill is all about the insurance company. This has nothing to do with health care.
Right.
It's all about insurance. The health care now, because of the insurance problems, has gotten worse. The ability to get good health care and to pay for it with or without insurance is up in smoke. And doctors are getting out by the droves. Because they don't want to be involved in this. And it just brings it back around to socialized medicine. Sooner or later, the government's going to say, wow, look at this. All the doctors are getting out of the business. We better set up a new bureau, the United States hospital system. And we'll take over all the hospitals and all the doctors will work for us. And we can, I mean, it's like working for Vladimir Putin. Same thing. Anyway.
By the way, the definition of middle class.
Yeah.
For a household with three people, being middle class means it making between $42,000 and $126,000. If you're a family,
$42,000 is pretty much the poverty level.
If you're a family of three making less than $42,000, then you're considered lower class.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a family making more than $126,000, then you're considered upper class.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really dislike the use of the word class.
I know.
But we do have a class.
Well, I'll tell you what, Roberta.
I'd rather have just say income, lower income, middle income, higher income.
If you go to, like my wife is from Colombia, they have a very...
She's high class.
Out in the open class
system.
She's an
uptown girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not, it's like it's the government uses it when they figure out what your taxes are going to be, and you're a class 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
You go to India. You want to see a class
system.
Sure,
yeah. And it's pretty much stamped on all your paperwork which class you are. Yeah, and luckily my wife was in one of the top tiers.
Upper class, that's how she got you, Richie.
Well, you know what's even funnier is they go by name. Like if you... You know, oh, your last name is Stefan. Oh, you're upper class. Oh,
yes,
your last
I am.
Name
Thank
is McFadden.
You very much for recognizing
oh, that name is a lower class
name.
Yeah,
we all know that.
Right, Irish.
You got that.
Whatever.
Do you know who? There's a story in the New York Times reflecting on President Obama and his relationship to the sale of guns. Apparently, the fellow who.
To the moon, Alice.
Runs. One of these venture capital outfits that tend to invest a lot of money in arms and arm dealers, not dealers, but arm suppliers, new ideas for guns and whatever other stuff is coming on. We leave that. There's a venture capital company that specializes in investing in people who are trying to discover a better way to kill you. How's that for? How would you like to go to bed with that on your mind every night? I'm buying into companies that are making things so that you can die or we can kill more people.
Or you can defend your house and your
karma,
family.
Is that, well, that's not what's coming from this company. No, but I'm talking about the way the VC, this outfit works. Anyway, the point is that there are a lot of people who think that Obama is the reason that firearms are selling faster now. I don't agree with that contention. I think there are two reasons. Number one, the fear that's been inculcated into our minds by the news media that's in cahoots with these people who are making these various things, because some of them are large advertisers. Look now at USA Today and the New York Times, some of the big circulation newspapers. Look how often they have ads for Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon. Most of them are aimed at their image pieces. Sometimes they're looking for they're looking to hire people because they're growth industries. But why are they growth industries? Boeing is the only commercial airplane manufacturer we have in the country. Lockheed Martin used to be the L-1011, best airplane ever made, in my opinion. They stopped, they got out of business because there's more money in building armaments and planes for war and whatever. There's a lot more money in that than there is building commercial airplanes.
Well, a lot of our economy is based on warmongering.
Of course it is.
I mean, a tremendous amount.
You know, the crazy part of it, though, I was listening to a story this morning, as a matter of fact, on the way in, that the government is trying to hire hackers and computer programmers so that they can help defend our infrastructure.
Well, of course.
Yet they're having a problem because government contractors are able to pay more than the government.
Yeah.
So think about that.
them. So the contractors are hiring them away from the government.
Right. Yeah. So the government can't pay as much as the people they are paying to do the work.
Right. All right. In a manner of speaking, in a moment, we're going to, well, let's see if we have time. You remember earlier this year was a big to-do about Happy Birthday, the Happy Birthday song.
Yeah.
Song,
it's now legal to play Happy Birthday. We can all sing it.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
You can play the whole thing now.
Would you stop? I'm doing a promotion, a tease for what I'm going to do in a minute, and you think you have to take over and tell everybody what I'm going to tell them?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Wrong.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm not. It was a teaser because I'm going to do a commercial now. Thank you very much. Super Beats.
Yes.
I am informed about this as well.
I just had mine. That's why I'm all riled up.
Really? Is that it?
Yep.
I haven't had my Neo 40 capsule yet, but I think I better get it because I can tell we're going to continue to do brain battle. That's what we should call it. The daily brain battle. Anyway, Super Beats is known now as the circulation superfood. It's a great tasting daily source of dietary nitrates that you need to promote heart healthy energy in your body. You can get Super Beats by calling 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 for the Neo 40. This is the deal. Buy two boxes of Neo 40. They'll give you a 30-day supply of Super Beats and the book on nitric oxide and the saliva testing strips so you know how much nitric oxide is in your body and how much you need to get the arteries open and get the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to your all of your organs, everywhere in your body. That's what you need. That's what you get in this wonderful, healthy opportunity to make your life better and live longer. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that number for Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like for people to like you even before they get to know you? Well, it's so easy. Politicians and actors use this trick all the time. Here's the brain science of it.
Man, I like you. What's your name?
Just remember what Mom said when you enter a room. Hold your shoulders back, walk tall, head erect, carry yourself with dignity, and always, always make an entrance from the audience's left. Why? Whoever is watching your left-sided entrance finds their right side of their brain activated, and that's the less critical, more persuasive hemisphere of the brain. Because the brain is wired backwards, you turned off their more critical side of the brain and turned on their right, more agreeable side.
Whoa! I'm glad he's on our side.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Make them look to the left, and it'll work right in your favor. Got a question? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, iCam allows you to remotely monitor multiple live video feeds on your iDevice. Swipe to pan and tilt. Best $5 you'll ever spend.
Cool.
iCam.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black-rimmed glasses he sported on the court.
Larry Bird helps Kurt Rambis up. He was decked by two Celtics and hit the floor hard, and both benches have emptied.
So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt's been 10 years with the Lakers, serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division.
Your boy hustle hard like Rambis for the Lakers.
And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers that cause algae blooms. The culprit? Something many here have believed all along. Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is roughly the size of New Jersey. Phosphorus in detergents is already being banned in Washington state. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents easily labeled in most grocery stores. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Okay, before I was so rudely interrupted, my focus on the happy birthday song, Happy Birthday to You, You Belong in... No, that's not really the way the song goes.
You look like a monkey.
Yeah.
And you smell
so
like one,
the
too.
Song may be one step closer to entering the royalty-free public domain, as Richie suggested. A settlement has been reached. The lawsuit claims that the song... One of the biggest deals has been modified. I find it very interesting. How many of us thought this was something that was... I mean, we don't even think about it, right? Happy birthday. No copyright infringement here. Use it, sing it, play it, enjoy it. Kind of like some of the Christmas music. Happy Christmas to you, 51 after.